Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the very last daf in Perakol HaBasar. And today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We really, really, really thank Dr. Landerer so much for his continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. We so deeply appreciate it, and it should be a gevaldik zuchus for his entire family. So we are holding on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We didn't quite reach the Mishnah. We are at Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we're not yet at the Mishnah. We're at the third wide line of the page on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we're still discussing the keva that's found in an animal. The keva is the milk that's found inside, or the stomach of the animal, and that milk is useful for cheese making because it is very charif and it's therefore useful for cheese making. So the Mishnah discussed what if it was a trefa animal that had suckled from a kosher mother, or vice versa, a nevela v'chule. So we're going to describe the difference between a keva Nevela and the cave of a behema that's shechted by an Ovid Kuchavim. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to explain the chilukim between chelev and dam, when each of the isurim apply, the isur of chelev and the isur of dam. The Gemara is going to have get into the issue of how I know that there's mi'ila by imure kachum kalim after the zrikas dam. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how I know that there's no mi'ila by dam kachim, and that you're not chayiv on dam kachim mishum pigul, nosar, and tameh. We have three different possible sources for how I know that there's no mi'ila by dam kachim, and that entire discussion is going to take us all the way until the end of the parak. And then Be'ez Hashem, in the first Mishnah of Perek Ha'orva Rotev, we're going to talk about which parts of a dish of cooked meat with different parts of the animal are Tamei Mishum Tumas Ochlin, and which are Tamei Tumas Nevela. So that will be the beginning of the discussion in the next parak. So let's begin. We're holding again at the third wide line on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. You're allowed to make cheese using the milk that's found inside the stomach of an animal that's a nevela, and that cheese is totally mutter. But if you have keva that's found inside of the stomach of an animal that was shechted by an ovid chavim, you're not allowed to use that for cheese making. And if you did that, the cheese is in fact going to be aser. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Kiman, which Tana is Rabbi Yochanan saying this din that according to that you're not allowed to be mamid with keva v'shchita of an oven chavim? Rabbi Lazar, so it must be that he's holding like Rabbi Lazar. Damer stamach shavus ovid chavim avod chavim, that dafka when an ovid chavim does the shchita, the assumption is that his stamach shava is from avod zara. So mela, the chalav that's in the keva of the animal has a din of tikrovas avod zara, and that's why it's also about no, you're not allowed to use it. Meaning it's not a technical kashrus issue. The milk is kosher, but once you're making an assumption that the person is doing the shchita l'shem avod zara, so then the keva found inside is also going to have a din of avodah zara. Aye, but we said the whole point is that the chalav that's found inside the stomach is not part of the animal. The animal is the grovus of avodah zara. The milk inside should not be considered part of the animal. So Rashi explains that the guy wants the extra volume in the animal, because by having a fatter animal, it's more impressive carbon naval dezara. So anything that increases the volume of the animal, that makes the animal look a little bit fatter, is going to have a din of tekrovas of a dezari, even though halachically it's not considered to be an actual part of the animal. So Amalei Vela Kaman. So he said, of course I'm saying like Reb Lazar. Who else would I be saying like? Of course Rabbi Yochanan is following that shita. So says Mara, there's a shita that disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyas Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the opposite, meaning not that disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, but disagrees with what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'amidin bein bekevas nevela, bein bekevas shchitas of chavim. That you're not only allowed to be ma'amid using the keva nevela, you're even allowed to use the kevas of chavim against what we just said. Shalallah chushladiv Rabbi Eliezer. Because you don't have to be choshish for shchitas Rabbi Eliezer, that every time an ovid chavim shechts an animal, he has kavana lava dezara, because he's having kavana lava dezara, that all the keva is going to be asir. Vihilchasa, and the halacha is, in the end, ein ma'amid in ba'or kevas nevela. You're not allowed to be ma'amid using the or of the kevas nevela, which means the actual stomach that actually has a din of basar itself, the basar of the kevas nevela. And if you do that, the cheese is going to be asr. Aval ma'amid in bekevas nevela, but you're allowed to use not the or kevas nevela, but the kevas nevela, the actual milk that's found inside of the nevela stomach. Ooh, bekevas shkitas of chavim. And also, like the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Lazar, you're allowed to be ma'amid using the keva of that of an animal that was shechted by an ovid chavim as well. The Marsha raises the question: why it is when we said that you're not allowed to be ma'amid with an or kevas nevela, why doesn't it say you're not even allowed to be ma'amid with an or kevas kshera? That's also asr. Anytime you're using the actual stomach, it's basar. So you can have a basar b'chalav issue if you're going to be ma'amid cheese with it. I don't care whether it's a nevela or not, meaning kosher meat is also a basar b'chalav problem. And that's in fact what the Mishnah had said. So the Marsha suggests that the Gemara wanted to be mechadesh, that you could be ma'amid bekevas nevela, and agav that, it said that not to be ma'amid with or kevas nevela. Since we're talking about the real chiddush was that you're allowed to be ma'amid using the kevas nevela. So the real chiddush had to be about a nevela, so we just mentioned derech agav that you're not allowed to be ma'amid with the or kevas nevela. The Cheshek Shlomo, in his Hagolos on the Mati Yonason in Yardea, Simon Pei Zayin, suggests differently. He says, by nevela, even if there's shishim keneged the or, it's asr l'chadchila to be mamid, because em nevatim isr l'chadchila. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say? If you use or kevas kshera, use a regular or of a kosher animal, so then if it's no saint tam, it's basar b'chalav. So if it's no saint tam, if the basar is no saint tam in the cheese, it's going to be asr. Maybe when it comes to or kevas nevela, it's even more chamur. That even if it's not no saint tam, it's going to be asr l'chadchila to do it, because you're not allowed to be mevatel isr l'chadchila. And the or kevas nevela is iser, so you're not allowed to be mevatel that. But by basar b'chalav, it's mutter to be mamid when there's shishim kenegdo. It's mutter to be mamid by basar b'chalav when there's 60 times the cheese keneged, the milk keneged, the meat. Since it's not considered to be mevatel and iser, because there is no iser unless there is a ta'aroves, which is a fascinating chiddush that has to be discussed. Meaning, is that true that there's no such din of ein mevatel nisr l'chadchila when you drop some milk into a chicken soup, when you drop some milk into a chal? Because after all, it's not iser. It only becomes iser when it's the two of them together. That's the chiddush of the Mati Yonason. There are other exceptions. Say mevatel nisr l'chadchila. Meaning, for example, let's say we just had in the OU on Friday. They had a shaila about something that was toasted so much and freeze dried and dried again, where there was a chashash tolaim. There was a chashash of bugs, but the bug was totally dried up to the point where it became. I mean, if there is bugs in there, it's so dried up to the point that it becomes like afar bialma. So that's a shaila. Is that a violation of ein mevatlin isur l'chadchila? So what the poskim were suggesting was that it's not, because it's just the isur goes away. Meaning when it just becomes afar, it's not bitul isur. It's not that. So there are other exceptions of ein mevatlin isur l'chadchila, but this is quite a chiddush that by basa b'chalav that there's no such din of ein mevatlin isur l'chadchila. He also suggests that by kevas kshera the isur is only midrabanan, since it's not derech bishul, and this is drabanan when it's burnt is mutal levatel lechadchila. So over here also it's considered ki'ilu, it's burnt. So maybe that's what they work on. What exactly is the chiddush of ba'or kevas of ein ma'amid in ba'or kevas nevela, if even ba'or kevas kshera you're not allowed to be ma'amid? Okay, Numish, actually we should mention that this idea, this whole discussion we had about worrying about what's in the animal's stomach, and is that part of the animal, or is the animal viewed as just a container to hold that which is in its stomach, has nafkaminas in Hilchos Pesach as well. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Kuf Lamed in She'elot Tes discusses whether there's an appropriate chumr to be machmir not to drink milk on Pesach from behemoths that eat chametz. and he says he never saw such a chumrah in Rishonim or Achronim, but he heard that the makar of the chumrah is a comment the Magen Avraham makes in Siman Taf Mem Hei, that chametz on Pesach, that's so chamor, they aser even when it's a zevzeh goreim. Even when chametz was goreim, something to grow, together with something else, so there's a minute to be machmir for that as well. So maybe the chalav, which is considered a zevzeh goreim, because how did the chalav come into being? Through the combination of the behema and the chametz that the behema ate, maybe therefore it should be aser. So says the Nishmas Adam, that is totally incorrect. That when are we choshesh? That's when the iser is be'en, or in the shvach etzim. But something it's not be'en, there's no iser. And he says, even those who are machmir, ta'asur, a parash and a spatma be'iser, that there are many poskim that say, that if you have an animal that was fattened by a dover aser, that it was fed its entire life by a dover aser, so you're not allowed to eat such an animal. That was one of the major problems that they discovered a few years ago with veal, that they discovered that what they fed the animal from birth until shechita, which is not that long, it's a baby animal, but what they fed the animal from birth to shechita was a special liquid that was actually made up of basar b'chalav that was cooked together. So its entire diet consisted of a dover aser, so that's going to ask the animal itself. So even those poskim that are machmir on that, that's only when it's kol yameha, when that's all it ate, and that you don't find by chametz. Meaning that you can't say that the entire thing, that all it ever ate was iser, because even if all it ever ate was chametz, chametz is not always iser. Most of the year, chametz is heter. See, even on the very day that it ate chametz, it's mutter to eat the basar of that behema if it was shechted, and it's mutter to drink the milk of that behema that ate chametz. I, the zman equal is may es leis, it takes 24 hours for it to digest. That's as far as if you're going to have that thing, if you're going to go into the stomach and pull out the chametz. Okay, so then for the first 24 hours, it's still going to be called chametz. And after that, it's not. It's considered to be totally digested by the animal. And the same is true when it comes to chalav of a ksheira that was yonik from a trefa, that the guf achita and the chalav is not digested until after 24 hours, but that which is turned into basar of the animal, or the machal chametz, it's nesapich l'chalav, that's considered to be totally digested. Nevertheless, says Nishmas Adam, even though it's mutter to drink the milk, l'chadchila, it's aser to feed the animal chametz, as a din l'chadchila, if you're going to be milking the animal. It brings a raya from our sugya in the Havamina of what we read yesterday, that if you buy a kevas behema of a guy, you have to be choshesh that it maybe was yonek from a behema tmeya, that maybe it nursed from a behema tmeya. By a kevas yisrael, you don't have to be choshesh that it was yonek from a behema tmeya. Why? Because if a Jew sees his animal going to be yonek from behema tmeya, we say we shoo it away. We make sure that it doesn't go to be yonek from behema tmeya. But a guy has no such akpados. So even though the maskana we don't even require that chilik, but that very idea that we're mafresh a behema from being yonik from a behemah tmeya is apparently true. Even the maskana, why do we have to be mafrish? Because the chadchila, you're not allowed to be machal behemah machal sasuros, even if though b'diavad it's going to be kosher. So says Nishmas Adam. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Taf Mem Ches that as far as chalav of a behemah that ate chametz, even if it's shal nachri, there's a machlokas achronim, and the Prima Gadim is matir the chalav that after if you milk it after me'es la'es from the time it ate chametz, and there are some that are makele even if it ate chametz that morning, that you could milk that animal that afternoon. So Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in the Gris Moshe, Archaim Chelikal, Simkuf Mem Zayin, that a person who knows about animals of a Yisrael that ate chametz b'Pesach, even though Mikra didn't its mutter, bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo. But b'stami, you don't have to be choshesh that maybe the behema ate chametz, and it's mutter even for a bal nefesh. But that's only by a behema Yisrael. So that's how Rav Moshe writes. That's why I think in many of the, you know, the Pesach guides, they'll tell you, buy your milk before Pesach. To be choshesh for this chumrah, just in case the milk you're buying on Pesach was milked on Pesach, which would be a chiddush. If you got it, I don't know how quickly it gets to market from the time that it gets milked on the farm. But to be choshesh, maybe it was milked on Pesach, and the animal ate chametz that day, so to be choshish lechachila. It doesn't mean that it's mamish aser, obviously it's mutter, but the point is that this is what to be choshish for lechachila that Ramesha suggests, if you know that it ate chametz. Okay, new Mishnah. So the Torah tells us, kol chelev shor bekesev ve'ez lo sechelu, and then ki kol ochel chelev min abeim asher yakv meni shel Hashem nechsa nefesh achelz me'ameh, that if you eat chelev yichayev kareis, and then the Torah tells us, ve'kol dam lo sechu b'chom nefesh v'sechem lo fela behema, and kol nefesh shor tochel dam minichs nefesh me'ameh, that there's an isra v'achilas dam that yichayev kareis as well. But what are the chilukim between the isra v'achilas chelev and the isra v'achilas dam? Chomer b'chelev mi b'dam v'chomer b'dam mi b'chelev. Each one is a chumra that the other one does not have. Chomer b'chelev, the chumra of chelev more so than dam is sha'chelev mo'alin bo, that there is an isra of me'ila if someone gets hana'a from the chelev of a karban, he's in violation of me'ila v'chayavan alav mishum pigul v'nosar v'tamei, and someone who eats a chelev of a behema that became pigul b'shogeg, or someone who eats kachim that is nosar, that's been left over after the zman achila, or a tamei person that eats chelev kachim, has to bring a karban chatas for all of these things, aside for the fact that he's got to bring a chatas on the isra of achilas chelev, an additional chatas for all these other isurim of pigul, of nosar, of tamei, mashenken b'dam, where dam you don't have these isurim. Now, how do we touch up someone tamei? So tamei we said means a tamei person that ate chelev kachim. Someone who eats kachim betumas haguf, Rashi says, that's what it means, is chayev kares. Rashi means to say that you should not touch up that line in the Mishnah when it says tamei, that the chelev itself is tamei. Meaning by the pigle and the nosar, we're talking about that the chelev is pigle, the chelev is nosar. Tamei doesn't mean the chelev is tamei, it means you're tamei while you're eating the chelev. Why can't it mean that the chelev is tamei? Because when it says chayev alav, it means that you chayev chatos b'shogeg. Chatos only comes if you're chayev kares, if you do it b'mezid. Right? You only chayev chatos when you do an aveira b'shogeg, that very same aveira done b'mezid would be chayev kares. Would be chayiv kares, right? That's why there's an entire mesechta called Meseches Krisus, and the entire mesechta is really about chataos. The mesechta should be called chataos, right? Because it's all about those isurim that you chayiv kares for. But who's ever chayiv kares? I mean, we don't deal with kares down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with kares. We deal with chatos. We deal with if you did something b'shogeg. So the entire mesechta, ironically, it's called Krisus. It's really about chataos. But that's the relationship, that when you do something amazing, you chayiv kares. You do b'shogeg, you chayiv chatos. A Torah person that eats basar kodesh, that's tamei, that where the basar is tamei, the kodesh is tamei, violates a lav. It's not kares. So it can't be that that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah has to be talking about that it's a tamei person that eats basar kodesh. So the tamei person that eats basar kodesh in a chenami is chayiv kares if he does mezid, memeli is chayiv chatos if he does it b'shogeg. Says the Mishnah further, v'chomer b'dam, and dam has its own chumra, shadam noeg b'behema v'chayiv v'of, bein tamei and bein tahorim, v'chelev ein noeg el b'behema tahor b'vad. That the isra of dam is noeg by all types of animals, b'hema chayiv v'of, whether it's a kosher animal, whether it's a non-kosher animal, whereas chelev is only noeg by a behema, not by a chayiv v'of, and only by a kosher behema, by a min that's kosher, not by a behema tamei. Okay, so we said that there is a mi'ila on chelev. From the fact that the Mishnah is not mechalik between kachim kalim and kache kachim, it sounds like that even chelev of kachim kalim, even though there's no mi'ila while it's alive, there is a mi'ila in the emurim of the kachim kalim after you do the zrikas dam. Meaning, why is there no mi'ila on kachim kalim while they're alive? So Rashi writes, because it's mamun bailvin. So some explain Rashi is that's actually machlokes. Are kachim kalim considered to be mamun bailim, or are they mamun gavoha? The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds kachim kalim are mamun bailim, and the Chacham would disagree and hold that it's in fact mamun gavoha. But so it could be that Rashi is saying dafka like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's mamun bailim. Or more likely, since the Bailim are allowed to eat the carbon after the Shechita, that's an indication that the Kedusha is more Kal, and therefore it's not subject to Me'ila. And that's true even according to the Chachamim, that Kachim Kalim are not considered Mamon Bailim, that it's Mamon Bailim or not Mamon, can you be Mekadesh Anisha with it? right? Harei mukadeshes li b'basar zu, so is she mukadeshes or not? So if it's your mamon, then she's mukadeshes or not. But either way, you're allowed to eat it. I mean, even if it's a mamon kava, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you're allowed to eat it, and that's a reflection of a lower level kedusha, and that's why it's not subject to mila. So kachim kalim, while it's alive, is not subject to mila. But apparently our Mishnah is telling us that there is Mi'ila afterwards, after you already do the Zrikas Dam on Kachim Kalim. So Minani Mili, how do I know that there's Mi'ila by the Emurim of Kachim Kalim after you do the Zrikas Dam? Amar Vianai, the Amar Krad, because the Pasuk says, Kasher Yura Mishar Zevach Hashlamim. The Emurim that you're Mafrish from the Shar Zevach Hashlamim, you're Mafrish from the Kar, from the Parkoin Mashiach. In what way is the Shor Zevach Hashlamim a good mashal to use to explain the halachos of the Parkoin Mashiach? All the Emurim that it says by the Shlamim are actually Mefurosh by the Parkoin Mashiach as well. So why does the Torah have to say, it's the Torah itself saying, when you're dealing with the Parkoin Mashiach, do the same thing you do with the Emurim of the Shor Zevach Hashlamim. Why? Why give that mashal? Why make that equation? One of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Pahen is that sometimes the Torah makes it appear like A is revealing something about B, when in reality B is revealing something about A. So the Shlamim, the fact that it says Shlamim is to teach us not something about the Parkoin Mashiach, but it's to teach us from the Parkoin Mashiach about the Shlamim itself. Mak is shor zevach hashlamim leparkoin Mashiach. Mak parkoin Mashiach yesh bo meila. Av shor zevach hashlamim yesh bo meila. Just like parkoin Mashiach, which is kachik kachim, is subject to meila, the shor zevach hashlamim kachim kalim is also subject to meila. It's just not while it's alive. It's after the zrikas dam that it's subject to meila. So that's the source that kachim kalim is subject to meila once you did the zrikas dam. Amalei Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Yanai, why do you need such a drasha? Ku'ura zu shashana Rebbe, do you have a problem with the drasha that Rebbe made from a different pasuk that tells me the same din? That it, the pasuk says by Kachim Kalim, Kol Chelev Lashem, L'Rabbo Simuri Kachim Kalim, L'mi'ila. And that phrase comes to tell me that Chelev Kachim Kalim is included in the category of Kodshei Hashem, that it says by Parshas Mi'ila, and therefore if you get a Hana'a of a Shava Pruta from it, you're in violation of Mi'ila. So why do I need two different sources to tell me that there's a din of Mi'ila by Kachim Kalim? So I'm Rabbi Itzrich, you do need two different sources. Di Kasev Rachman Chelev, if the Pasuk only would have said Kol Chelev Lashem, Hava Min Chelevin, Yosaris Shtei Klayos Lo, I would have said, yeah, the Chelev is subject to Mi'ila. But the Yosaris HaKaved and the Shtei Klayos that are not called Chelev don't have a din Mi'ila. So that's why the pasuk makes that equation from the Parkoin Mashiach to the Shor Zevach Hashlamim, that anything that is muram from the Shor Zevach Hashlamim is linked with the Parkoin Mashiach and is therefore subject to Mi'ila. Because Rachmana Kasher Yuram, and if it only would have had the drasha that links the Shor Zevach Hashlamim to the Parkoin Mashiach, Hava Min Chelev Aliyah Delesa B'Shar, lo, I would think the Chelev of the Aliyah, that if you bring a Keves for Hashlamim, that there's no Mi'ila on the alya, on the tail, even though you're makravit, because the pasuk says shor zevach shlamim, the alya of a shor is not kreva, so it's so I would think it's not included. So kas rachmana kol chaylev, that even the alya, even the tail of a keves is included in this din of mi'ila. So amlev mari l'razvid I alya ikri chaylev titzar v'achila. Well, if the alya is going to be called chaylev, then it should be asr to eat the alya, like every other chaylev is asr to eat. So it has to be that it's not called Chelev. The Pasuk says, Chelbo ha'aliyah tamima, it's beferish in the Torah that it calls it Chelev. So Taras Chaim explains, based on the Rambam, the 7th paragraph of Hilchos Ma'acholos HaSuros, that the aliyah is called Chelev only with regard to a korban. Meaning sometimes the term Chelev is used not to describe halachic Chelev in the sense of the Isser of Chelev. Sometimes it's used to describe a Dover Chashuv, like Chelev ha'aretz. When we say Chelev ha'aretz, we mean the fat of the land, the delicious, you know, the greatness, the chashivus of the land. So Chelev in the context of Karbanos sometimes just means the gishmak of the carbon, the beautiful part of the carbon, the chashva part of the carbon. So the aliyah is a very chashva part of the carbon. That doesn't mean that it's an iser Chelev. So, and if it were really Chelev, technically Chelev, it would be asr b'achila. So Amalei Razid says back to Rav Mari, Alecha Makra, it's because of your kasha that the Pasuk says, kol chelev shor v'kesef ha'ez, it says you're not allowed to eat. So from the fact that the isser is dafka davra shava b'shor v'kesef ha'ez, the isser is dafka for those things that apply to all three types of animals, the shor, kesef, and ez, that are all omid la'akrava, as opposed to the alya that's not omid la'akrava by a shor and ez, only by a... by a keves. It's only omid la'akrava when it comes to a sheep. That's you have to plug this into the story at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. The Gemara tells the story of the guy that kept on bringing a Korban Pesach, and he was bragging that he was able to pull one over on the Jewish people, that they thought he was Jewish, and he kept bringing the Korban Pesach, and they kept allowing it, and they never caught him. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said to him, "May Aliyah Mika Safula? Are they feeding you from the Aliyah?" And he didn't realize that the Aliyah is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So l'chora, you have to figure out how they knew what type of animal it was, because that's the difference between a kisva and an ez, whether the aliyah gets burnt on the mizbeach, and they're both kosher for carbon pesach. So okay, Ravashi Amar chelbo ha'aliyah ikri chelav stama lo ikri. The aliyah of the kevis is called chelav ha'aliyah, but it's never just called plain chelav, and that's why it's mutar ba'achila. Elameata, but according to Ravashi, that it's not really called chelav lo yimaluba, then it shouldn't be subject to meila, because the makar of the idea that there's mi'ila b'chelev from the pasuk kol chelev l'Hashem, and the aliyah is not chelev. El mechavar tekut Rav Zvid. So you have to say that the correct teretz was Rav Zvid teretz, that the aliyah is called chelev, and the reason it's mutar b'achila is because it's not noheg by a shor and eiz, only by a kisva. But in a chinami, it is called chelev. Period. Now we also mentioned in the Mishnah Mashen Kein Bedam that by chelev there's mi'ila and yirchayev mishum pigol nosar and tameh, but by dam you don't have any of that. By dam there's no mi'ila, there's no pigol, there's no nosar, there's no tameh. So minani mili. How do I know that that's true? That there's no mi'ila by dam kachim, and also that there's no isur pigol nosar v'tameh by dam kachim. So the Gemara brings three drashos to tell me that dam is not subject to mi'ila, and then we'll figure out how we learn from there that it's also not subject to pigol nosar and tamei. So, drasha number one, Amar Ula, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says lachem. When it talks about dam, it says kinev shabasar badamu vanina sativ lachem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshel seichem. From the fact that it says lachem by dam that's put on the mizbeach, we darshin that even dam kachim shalachem yehei has a din like chulin that it belongs to you, it doesn't belong to hegdish, and therefore it's not subject to meila. Drasha number two, to be Rabbi Shmuel Tana. By Rabbi Shmuel, they learned the following. It says lechaper, says vanin nesativ lechem al mizbech lechaper. So we darshan lekapara nesativ. I gave the dam to achieve kapara v'lo lemi'ila, but not to be considered completely belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's subject to mi'ila. Third drasha, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, pasuk says who? Pasuk says ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. Hu lifnei kapara kila achar kapara. So the drasha is that it remains in the same status, that it doesn't change, that the din of the dam prior to kapara is the same as the din of the dam after it's put on the mizbeach after the kapara. That just like lachar kapara inbo mi'ila, af lifnei kapara inbo mi'ila. Just like there's no mi'ila after the kapara, there's no mi'ila prior to the kapara either. Ve'ema hu lachar kapara kila lifnei kapara. Says more, maybe you're making that drasha backwards. I understand that you're linking dam lefnei kapara to dam leachar kapara, but maybe it should be the other way around. That mal lefnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila, av lachar kapara yesh bo mi'ila. Maybe the assumption should be that prior to kapara it's subject to mi'ila, and therefore maybe the drush is telling me that even after kapara it's still subject to mi'ila. The leachar kapara it's the same thing as lefnei kapara. Says the Gemara, no, so that would break a rule. Ein l'chadavish nasa mitzvah so umolim bo. Anytime you have something that you already did the mitzvah that has to be done on it, it's no longer subject to mi'ila. So once you're ready zorik the dam, it cannot be subject to mi'ila. Says Gemara, v'lo, do we not find something that's nasa mitzvah and still subject to mi'ila? Vari truma sadeshen, the nasa mitzvah so amalim bo. Truma sadeshen, you already did the mitzvah of removing the ashes from the mizbeach, and it's still subject to mi'ila. Dichsi v'samo eitz ala mizbeach. We say you have to place it next to the mizbeach, and we derive from the fact that it says sima, which means geniza, next to the mizbeach, that even though it's nasa mitzvah so, it's asa banah, that's right, it has to be be put away so carefully, so it has this kedusha, it's subject to mi'ila, so maybe by dam also, it's shaykh mi'ila, even after it's natsas mitzvah, so. Says, no, 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 you can't learn from Trumas Hadeshan. Mishum David Trumas Hadeshan, big dekuna shaykhs from Ban Kechet. Trumas Hadeshan is an exception to the rule, and there are two exceptions to the rule, and it therefore becomes shaykhs from Ban Kechet. Trumas Hadeshan, big dekuna are the only two things that even after the mitzvah is done, it's still kadosh and subject to mi'ila. But that's megala, that everything else in the Torah, once it's not says mitzvah, so is not subject to mi'ila. Because Sheikh Suvna Ban Kechad Emelamdin. The rule is that anytime you have Sheikh Suvna Ban Kechad, two places where the Torah tells us a particular rule, that it must be that those are the exceptions, and everywhere else in the Torah is the rule. Says Mara Hani Chal Rabbanan. That works out very well according to the Sheet of the Rabbanan, Mesechus Yumada Amri, who hold about the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, that vi Nicham Shah Melamed Shatun Geniza, who hold that in fact the big day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, after he's already used those begadim, they're still kadosh, and therefore they need to be put into Geniza, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to use them in a future Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to use them throughout the rest of the year. So then I understand you have Sheikh Suvan Ban Kechad, because it's true about big day kuna, that once it's not since mitzvah, so it's not subject to, it's still subject to Mila. El Rabbi Dosa, Damash Leishamish Ben, Liyom Akipur Macher, Maikel Memer. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who says that the Torah is just asking a Kohen Gadol using it on another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot wants to use it the rest of the year, they're perfectly fine. It's not subject to Me'ila. So then what are you going to say? You don't have Sheikh Suvan Ban Kechad. You only have one place where we find something that's Nasas Mitzvah, so, and is still subject to Me'ila. And in general, if you have a rule that's taught in one place, we then say Binyanav, Mematzinu, Tukala Tarukula, the same rules should apply everywhere. So if it's true that Trumas Hadeshan is subject to Me'ila even after it's Nasas Mitzvah, so everything should be subject to Me'ila even after Nasas Mitzvah, so including Dam. So it says Mara Ela Mishum Tavay Trumas Hadeshan Ve'Egla Arufa Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad. There's another exception, and that is Egla Arufa. Because Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad Ein Melamdin. So it says Mara Hanich Lamad Yom Melamdin. That works very well if you assume like the Shita Maseches Kiddushin, that when you have two places where the Torah tells a rule, we assume that those are the exception, and you cannot be Melamed to the rest of Kalatarukula. El Man Yom Melamdin Ma'ik Lamemar. But if you hold that when the Torah says something in two different places, it can be used as a prototype for the rest of Kala Torah. So then we can learn from Trumas Hadeshan and Egla Arufa that that there's still an Isra Na'ah even after Nasas Mitzvaso. So therefore, Kala Torah Kula, including Dam, even after Nasas Mitzvaso, we should still have an Isra Me'ila. Says the Gemara, even if Yal Shneik Suvan Ban Kechad Melamdin, over here it would not be Melamed, because Trei Mi'utik Sivi. There are two places that the Torah says a miut where it sounds like it's only there that you're moel. Hachaksiv by Trumas Hadeshan, it says vissamo. So it says vissamo, you place it. And dafka, it requires geniza, but something like it that is already nas mitzvah would not require geniza. And hasam ksiv ha'arufa. And by Egla Arufa, the first hey tells is the chara extra. It's going to tell me that dafka, the Egla Arufa, even though it's nasas mitzvah, so still is kedusha. But so even though normally when you have Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad, there is a shita that melamdin, that we still be melamdin to call it tarakula, not when each of those Shneik Suvim have a special meal to tell me that this is the exception. But the rule is that generally once something is nasas mitzvah, so it's no longer subject to mi'ila. So now we return back to the question that we asked in the beginning. How do I know that Dam is not subject to Me'ila, nor to Pigal Noser and Tame? So we had three different limudim to tell me that Dam is not subject to Me'ila. Okay, what about Pigal Noser and Tame? Utflasa Krai Lama Libidam. Why do I need three different drushas to tell me that Dam is not subject to Me'ila? Ah, Cha the Mutem Inosar, V'cha the Mutem Me'ila, V'cha the Mutem Ituma. It must be that each drusha is telling me about a different din that Dam is not subject to. That it's not all about Me'ila. One is about Nosar, one is about Me'ila, and one is about Tuma. Avol mi Pigal Otsar Kra. Ah, but don't I need a pasuk to tell me that Dam is not subject to Pigal? Nah, you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's not subject to Pigal. That's not, because there's a Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Mem Gimel. Kol Shiyesh Lamatirin, Bein La'adam, Uvein La'mizbech, chayav nalav mishum pigul v'dam gufei matirhu. The rule is in Maseches Zvachim, anything that has something else that's matir it, whether the matir is for a person to be able to eat it, or whether it's like basar kachim, where you do the zrikas dam, and now the kohanim are allowed to eat the basar kachim once you do the zrikas dam, or whether the matir is to now be allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, like an ola, where the zrikas dam is matir to be maktir the evarim on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to be maktir the evarim on the mizbeach until you do the zrikas dam. That's where there's a chiyuv pigul. If the kohen has a machshava by one of the avodas adam, a machshava's pigul to eat it, to eat from those things that the dam is being matir chutzus manam, so then you chayev kares because it becomes pigul. But something that has nothing else to be matir it, it itself is the matir, then there's no pigul. Because the ikar din of pigul was said by the parsha of Korban Shlamim. By Shlamim, there's something else that's matir it for Adam and for Mizbeach. So we learn that only that which is similar to Shlamim, that has an outside matir, will we say that there's a din of pigul. Dam doesn't have anything that's matir it. Dam is the matir. And therefore it's pashut that dam doesn't have a din of pigul. So in the end of the day, we wanted to know, how do I know dam is an exception to all these rules? That there's no isra of mi'ila b'dam, there's no nosa, there's no tame, there's no pigul. So it turned out we thought we had three drushas that all told me there's no isra of mi'ila. But since I don't need three drushas to tell me there's no isra of mi'ila, one is for mi'ila, one is for tame, and one is for nosa. And how do I know dam doesn't have pigul? Because it doesn't make sense for dam to be pigul. Dam itself is a matir. Pigul is only when something else is matir it. So hadrullah kalabasa, but before we move on to Arva Arotev, it's important that we identified this rule that something that's nasis mitzvaso is no longer subject to mi'ila. This too is nogeya tilchas pesach in a certain way. The Mishnah had said that, or the Gemara had said that anything that's nasis mitzvaso is not subject to mi'ila except for chumas hadash and big day kuhuna, where the Torah says beferish that there's mi'ila even after nasis mitzvaso, and therefore we're not going to learn to kol haTorah kula. And Rashi writes, because once it's done, it's made l'tzorach kavoa, it's no longer bechlal kachay Hashem. You already did what you needed to do l'tzorach kavoa, so now it's no longer called kachay Hashem. What about chametz that was already burnt? Can you be nana from the afer of chametz that was already burnt? The Torah writes in Orchaim Sim Taf Mem Hei that it's totally in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about how you're supposed to destroy your chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds the mitzvah's dafka b'sreifa, so says the Torah. Therefore, you're allowed to use the afer after you burn it, because anytime you have nasis mitzvaso, so now it's mutter. So if the mitzvah is b'sreifa, you burnt your chametz, now it's ashes, so now it's mutter. But the Chachamim hold that the mitzvah bir chametz is hashpasasa b'chal davar. Destroy it however you like. You want to flush it down the toilet, you want to throw it into the ocean, you want, whatever you want. You want whatever you want to pour some pogame on it, whatever you want to do. So it turns out that a chametz is not something that requires burning, and therefore the eifer of the chametz is going to be asir. So if you're mevashel a tavshil, or you bake a bread from a fire that burnt the chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tavshil is not going to be asir, unless it was made while the chametz was still be'en, before it was totally burnt. But according to the Chamim, it's going to be asr even if it's the residual heat of that fire that then cooks that food. Sometimes when people barbecue, they wait till the fire is down, everything's already burnt, it's cold, and then they cook with the residual heat. Yeah, so according to the Chachamim, that's going to be a problem. So in the Chasam Sofer and the Avnei Milum, they point out that according to Tosfos and Maseches Temura, that the reason that something that's Mesasa Mesreifa, the Efer is going to be Mutter, is because Nasas Mitzvaso. So based, and it's all based on this, on our sugya, called Kol Davar Mitzvaso, the Isser goes away, there's no longer subject to Me'ila. Why is it that according to the Chachamim, it's still a problem? The Chachamim aren't being more Machmir than Rabbi Yehuda. They're not saying that burning Chametz is not the mitzvah of destroying chametz. They're saying that burning chametz is only one of the many ways you can get rid of chametz. So why is it that after you burn it, what's the Torah talking about? After you burn it, it turns to ashes. Now it's still going to be subject to an isra anag because it's not nasa mitzvah. So of course it's not this mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to destroy it. So that's Reb Chaim has a gevaldik of art. Reb Chaim suggests that this is a classic in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. This is a classic gavra chefza issue. He says if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Sreif is the din of the chefza shel chametz. That if it's a din in the chefza chametz, then you could say that it's a davar shenaasis mitzvah. So that when you burnt it, you did the mitzvah that has to be done by it. However, according to the shita of the chachamim, hashpasas b'chol davar, the mitzvah is not on the chametz; it's the mitzvah on a person not to have chametz. You do whatever you can to make sure you don't have chametz, but it's not a din in the chametz itself and the chefza chametz. It's a din on the gavra who owns the chametz, and memela the bailim is mekayim the mitzvah of tashvisu. But the guf adavar itself, the chametz itself, never becomes mutar b'ana because you can never call it naaseis mitzvah. So it's mitzvah. It doesn't have any mitzvah. So that's what Reb Chaim explains the Shita Sator. But the Pashtus is not like the Torah. The Pashtus is that it's not the mitzvah, so regardless. I will try to quickly read the Mishnah. All of these different parts of an animal that are not really so edible, could be mitzvah together with the food to be subject to Tumas Ochlin, but they're not considered Tamei as part of the Nevela. If you shoved a non-kosher animal for an ovid chavin, and the animal's still jumping, it's already considered a food because a guy is allowed to eat it, but it's not subject to misnevela yet, until it actually dies when it's not jumping around anymore, or until you chop off its head. There is more that's subject to be to Tumas Ochlin than is subject to Tumas Nevelos. Rabbi Yudah Amar Ha'alal HaMuchunas Im Yeshmo Kazayis Malkum Echad Chayev Alav, that the Alal, which is gathered together, and the Gemara is going to explain what Alal is, we're not up to it yet, that's gathered together, if there's a Kazayis of it in one spot, then you're going to be Chayev for it, if it's Muchunas and Kazayis B'Malkum Echad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow maybe we'll go over that Mishnah, we'll start getting into the Sugya in our Arva Rotos.